With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Sweden's national flag has been raised at NATO headquarters, cementing the Nordic country's place as a 32nd member of the alliance 2 years after Russia's invasion of Ukraine pushed Sweden into the arms of NATO. President Biden gradually stepping up his criticism of Israel for its conduct of the war with Hamas.
The president said he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hurting Israel more than helping Israel and how he's approaching its war against Hamas in Gaza. He told MSNBC that the prime minister must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. At the same time, Mr. Biden expressed support for Israel's right to pursue Hamas and that he would not cut off weapons for the Jewish state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump says that President Biden in his State of the Union speech got it backwards.
Joe Biden should not be shouting angrily at America. America should be shouting angrily at Joe Biden.
Mr. Trump at a weekend rally in Georgia.
And we should be saying, Crooked Joe, you're fired. Get out of here. You're fired. You're incompetent.
President Biden also holding a rally in Georgia.
MAGA Republicans and Donald Trump want to pass a national ban on the right to choose. Well, hear me loud and clear. Not on my watch.
Georgia holds its primaries tomorrow. All five people on board a private jet were killed when the plane crashed yesterday afternoon, went down in a wooded area in rural Hot Springs, Virginia. It's about 50 miles northwest of Lynchburg. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in negative territory. The Dow futures are down 151 points. NASDAQ futures off 100. This is SRN News. There is confusion over the status of a federal investigation into a leading Southern Baptist agency.
The SBC's executive committee announced last week that it was no longer under federal investigation over its handling of sexual abuse in the church. But several survivors of abuse and their advocates said they learned directly from the Justice Department that no part of the investigation had finished. According to Baptist Press, legal counsel for the SBC has since confirmed that the investigation into the SBC as a whole remains open and ongoing. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Irish Prime Minister has conceded defeat in a vote over two constitutional amendments that would have broadened the definition of family and removed language about a woman's role at home. Vote tallies Saturday showed both referendums failing in a blow to Leo Varadkar's government. Clearly, we got it wrong, he said. One of the proposed amendments would have removed a reference to marriage as the basis on which the family is founded. SRN News. The Princess of Wales acknowledging editing a family photo released by Kensington Palace yesterday.
The first official photo of Kate, the Princess of Wales, since her abdominal surgery nearly 2 months ago, was issued on Sunday after weeks of speculation about her whereabouts. But the AP and other news agencies later retracted it from publication because it appeared to have been manipulated, fueling more conjecture. The photo of her in a chair surrounded by her three children was credited to her husband, William, Prince of Wales, and heir to the throne, and was said to be taken earlier in the week in Windsor.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. Texas federal judge has blocked a new rule by the National Labor Relations Board would have made it easier for millions of workers to form unions at large companies. The rule was due to go into effect today. It would have set new standards for determining when two companies should be considered joint employers in labor talks. SRNnews.com.